views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you envision. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. For the next hour, Catherine will help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Coming Clean Radio. I'm your host, Catherine R.T. Moss. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience the art of transparency. So like I asked last time, like, what does transparency mean? It means for me being real and courageous in your life. It's stepping out from whatever you're hiding behind and allowing yourself to be seen for all that you really are, and not how you want to be seen or you want people to see you. Last time I shared my personal story, I have a few years ago, after getting over, getting into recovery from addiction, I made a promise to myself that I no longer wanted to hide or lie or pretend that I was something that I wasn't. You know, I didn't want to be something fake, and I wanted to be real for myself. So as many of you know, that's not very easy to do, but it's so worth it. So each week on Coming Clean, I invite a guest on the show to share their stories, their truths, their authentic message, and whatever it means to them to come clean and to be transparent in their own lives. So I'm totally excited about manifesting this true positive change in our lives and freeing ourselves from all that is weighing us down and no longer serving us. I invite you to start living on purpose one day at a time, that lovely mantra. So recently, I've been educating myself more and more about women's reproductive health and women's self-care. So taking care of ourselves, taking care of our physical bodies, taking care of our minds, our emotions and feelings, and also taking care of our souls and our spirits. So these days, a lot of us push ourselves to do more and to be able to do it all, really, to be super women. So, but when do we as women stop and nurture and nourish ourselves without the guilt that goes along with doing so? So when do we take the time for ourselves? And I mean taking the time to fully restore our sanity, really, you know, spiritually, taking care of our physical bodies, taking care of our emotions and our well-being, and taking care of ourselves spiritually. So I've learned personally to push myself past my perceived limits physically, you know, and ignore my emotional and spiritual needs. So this was okay for a while, and it quote unquote worked until it didn't. I needed to slow down and start to take care of myself, to create a relationship with myself. And I finally realized that I do need community and I do need support. Sometimes it's really hard for us to ask for help. You know, we think that asking for help is a sign of being weak. However, in my personal experience, getting to that moment of, you know, when I need help, that's when we find our power. So with that, I want to lead in with my guest today. I'm pleased to welcome Natasha Koo here on the show. Natasha is the founder of Feminine Space. She's a women's tribe leader, writer, and healer. And she describes herself as an ex-perfectionist, people pleaser, and conflict avoider. I love that. Welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Great. I'm happy to have you here. Are you ready to roll?
Ready to rock and roll.
So you're in Switzerland, right? Like I am, living in Switzerland. You grew up in Canada?
I was born in Hong Kong and raised in Canada. So mm-hmm. this is actually my third continent that I'm living in.
So now you're here starting a new project because you are just introducing feminine space, right? So you've created femininespace.com. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and okay, what inspired you to create Feminine Space?
All right. That's a loaded question. So I'm going to get started. my inspiration from creating the Feminine Space, actually, this desire came from my own experiences just from reading a book. And the book is called The Wild Feminine. And it's by Tammy Lynn Kent. So I read that at the end of last year. So that's actually very, very recent. And with my background in healing, I'm quite familiar with energy and emotions in the body, things like that. But this book really opened up a whole new part of myself. And I thought I already discovered enough. I thought, oh, that was enough of me. But I got even deeper. And this book made me realize the power of my root. It reconnected me back to my femininity by bringing presence back to my pelvis and reconnecting back to my body. And it's from this moment on, through all the exercises, through my personal experiences, and by watching other women around me, I realized what Tammy writes about, this wild feminine, so this pure essence of femininity, this wild, raw, wise nature, I realized that I don't mm-hmm. really see being lived by the majority of women around me, even though, you know, many women live their passions. But when I see very, very powerful women, they usually exude this power from a very masculine part of themselves, or they draw this masculine energy from themselves to be powerful, where it's very direct, it's very focused, it's very forward and going, moving. And then there are women who are very nurturing, very loving, very giving. And so in this case, drawing from their feminine energy. But then to me, I talked to them, I interviewed a lot of women, and women who draw from this feminine energy, they don't feel very empowered, actually. They don't feel appreciated from what they're doing and what they're giving. So I realized there's this disbalance, and there's just so much to us women that we can bring in and actually embody and express and influence others with. So that was my inspiration, to live that myself. And at the same time, create an environment in an online space where people can be that, that they feel safe enough and loved enough to fully step into that. Yeah.
So you say, like when some people might be listening, you know, when they hear the words raw feminine power, this might be very new to them. I mean, when you think back, I don't know, maybe in the 90s, you remember like the whole you go girl, like that kind of like raw, you know, like empowerment, you know, are you talking about something different than that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in terms of raw feminine power, I mean, it's almost as if, imagine as if your body or your whole being contains everything that you wish to have. So mm-hmm. in this sense, it means the love you wish to have for yourself, the creativity, the passion, the softness, the toughness, all of that. And also, there are so many archetypes that we have within us. So there's, I don't know, maybe the very sensual side, maybe there's the very strict side who draws the line of the border of do not cross this. There are many parts of us. So when I mean this feminine essence, it's very deep, and it's almost as if we have many, many, many faces to us. So one part of us could be very pure and naive and curious, like a child, like a small little baby or girl. But at the same time, there's another part of us that's very wise and maybe much, much older than how we are now. So When I mentioned this essence, it's almost ever changing depending on where you are and what needs to be expressed in the moment. So just by talking about this feminine energy or this feminine essence, I'm talking about all the women or all sides of us.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. So it's already existing in each one of us, tapping into that. And in, so a part of the feminine space is, we were talking about, is saying yes to yourself. Mm-hmm. So this, like, what is the power in being able to say yes? Because a lot of times we talk about, you know, be able to say no. So is the power in saying yes rather than saying no?
Okay. I'm a believer that whatever your heart and your root says, that is the compass. That's your internal compass where you need to go, or where it's really pointing. Here's your next step. Are you going to follow me or not? So how this actually manifests in the outside world could mean saying no to someone very firmly, that no, that is not what I want, or that's not my desire, or stop doing that, I don't feel safe when you do that. Or it could be a yes, as in allowing yourself to actually move forward into a certain experience that you want, into a certain desire, a certain maybe even a project that your heart really wants to create. So I think it's the internal compass. That's for me something that I must be present in order to listen to. And from there, it points me in all sorts of directions. Maybe it's not even yes or no. Maybe it's like a maybe. Maybe it's like maybe. Sit on it. Listen to it. Give yourself some space. And then you'll know if it's a yes or no.
Uh-huh. So it's really like kind of like going inside and hearing what you are really trying to tell yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when I say yes to yourself, it means saying yes to your compass and saying yes to your body and what it's communicating to you in that moment. So I work a lot with body in the past, and it's a very, very special thing. And personally, I had quite a big disconnection to my body, and it was only through yoga that I realized, oh, I have a leg and I have a certain muscle in this leg. And slowly, slowly through experiencing my body more and being more mindful or aware, so bringing presence into my body and noticing how is it feeling. And in that, I noticed in every moment it's actually talking to me, and that's a part of the compass. So I could be sitting in a tram, say, and then I feel suddenly, hey, why is my body quite tense? And I notice, I was thinking about that thought, which gives me, I don't know, worries, or I was worrying about this and that. It's like, oh, okay, well, I don't need to. So then I relax my body and I relax my mind and what's going on there. And so in every moment, this tension or this relaxation is always speaking to us of, is this right for you? Or there's that nervousness, perhaps before the show. It's like, well, what kind of nervousness is it? Is it the fear type where I want to run away? No. It's like the nervousness of starting something new, right? Of that adventurous side. So
I totally know that is. I understand that. But where do you think that this comes from? Like this disassociation and disconnection from our physical bodies and from our roots, like you were talking about. Where does that come from?
Yeah. It's very interesting because most women actually do have chronic tension in their pelvis. So a lot is held there, a lot and a lot. So my personal story with my own disconnection with my body is just growing up, especially in a culture, in an Asian culture, where the parenting is based a lot on criticism in order to kind of make you progress or become better at certain things. So I grew up under the impression that nothing I did was enough or right enough or good enough. And that included my appearance. So it's very interesting because being born in Hong Kong or being ethnically Chinese, but having grown up in Canada, I'm in between these two polar opposites of, I guess, what beauty means. So on one side in Canada, people said, oh, you're so little, you're very small physically. And then In China, when I went back to visit my grandparents, people would say, oh, yeah, you have a very big butt, or you have big hips, you have a big structure for an Asian girl, and especially for my feet. I could barely find shoes for myself, and I have size 8 feet, which is I guess, the average in North America. So growing up, I had lots of input from the outside of, please dress like this, please look like this, you're too big, you're too small. And throughout, just so many voices from the outside, and being a child where the ones you love the most, whatever they say, you take on as truth, because you don't have that ability to differentiate or to choose what your own truth yet. You're still getting to know the world. So I really took on a lot of other people's beliefs on what is beauty, what is okay, who I should be, how I should dress. And in that process, I felt the majority of the comments coming from the outside were negative.
And not from the inside. Yeah.
Exactly. And we were negative. So I ended up believing that. And so due to this negative association, I wanted unconscious. I think this is all unconscious. Disconnected from my body because it didn't bring me good memories. It was not a good experience every time someone mentioned my body. So then that created this disconnect and this kind of like, I don't want to be that because that means something bad.
Thank you for sharing that. You are listening to Coming Clean with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Natasha Koo. Stay with us.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss, is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio, Find Your Shine with Kelly, is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Coming Clean Radio with me, Catherine Arzimas. My guest today is Natasha Ku, tribe leader and founder of Feminine Space, a place to feel supported. Do you like that slogan? I just made that up. A place to feel supported, because it is. It's all about women supporting each other in a really safe, loving space. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you, Natasha. So can you let everyone, all the viewers at home, how they can connect with you on the World Wide Web?
Absolutely. So if you want to contact me personally or to write something private, then you can reach me at natasha@femininespace.com. Or if you want to join in to all the women all over the world who are in this wonderful, loving, nurturing, supportive space, then just hop over to FeminineTribe.com and just request access into the close group there.
Okay, great. And Natasha is also inviting you to a very special challenge this week. So can you tell us about your special challenge?
Absolutely. So I am calling this the 21-Day Yes to Me Self-Love Challenge. It will start on Friday, as long as you sign up before Thursday. And for 21 days, I'm
going
Friday.
That's this Friday. What's the date of that Friday?
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. So it's...
It'll be the 15th.
Okay. So Friday the 15th.
Yeah. There we go. And then together, we're going to do this together, as long as you sign up before Thursday. And then... Every day, I will be jumping into your inbox with a certain tip or direction or exercise that you're invited to do with other women who are also on this challenge together. So I have never done this anything like this before with other women all together and for 3 weeks consecutively doing something for myself. And it doesn't even have to be big. It could be just one day, it could be just asking for support, asking for help on something that you would usually do yourself. And I know we can do a lot and we do a lot, but maybe on one day for something you don't want to do or you're just tired of or you don't really have time for, you ask for help. Or another day, you have more space for yourself. So maybe you take rest if it's just 5 minutes or 15 minutes. So meditations and little exercises like this to pretty much bring our love back to ourselves and begin to get into this routine of loving ourselves first. So that's the idea.
That's so great. I'm a part of the, I'm doing it. I already signed up. So people, if you are interested, you can go to femininespace.com and get into the group, the 21-day challenge, or you can go to the link and it's in the show notes. It should be for the giveaway and you can sign up there. So, Natasha, before you described yourself as an ex-superwoman, an ex-people pleaser, an ex-conflict avoider. How did you release this? Because those are very, very, I mean, for me personally, those are really difficult behaviors to let go of. How did you do that?
So being, avoiding conflict, pleasing other people, or being a perfectionist. I'll talk about the first two. So people pleasing and avoiding conflict. These two at the root of itself comes down to, I am not important enough. So my desires, what I stand for, I'm not standing up for them. So in this case, it really manifests into, oh, I'll do it for you, or I'll make sure not to voice what I really want in this conflict and just kind of let it slide, right? Mm-hmm. So what really brought me back to myself, reconnecting to what I want and being able to stand up for that, was being grounded in myself. So to bring that back pretty much to the ground, and what does that really mean, or what can you do? Being grounded in myself, that means being present or being mindful and actually giving myself the space to listen to what I want. And in this instance, that means me in terms of my heart, my body, my root. So when I am present with my heart or with my pelvis, my root, I am inside of me. I am looking directly at that compass, and mm-hmm. I'm allowing myself to speak out.
And what importance does the pelvis and your root hold?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know, like that's the source of power for you.
Yeah.
So where does that come from?
So it's the powerhouse. It's the powerhouse within us. So it's not only the feminine essence, but it's also where our creativity is. It's also that place within us where we let go each month of what we no longer want to hold on to. And also we build and we increase our capacity for creation every month in that same place. So if you take this metaphor out from just your pelvis into your life, imagine if you really live that every day or every month where you let die, you let go of what doesn't serve you anymore and which you don't no longer need. And you actually build the capacity within yourself in every moment to create what you wish to have in your life. So even just in that symbol in itself and what's happening in our bodies every single moment, it's so significant and it reflects our potential as women of what we can do and what we can let go of.
And how do we let go? And how do we start listening to ourselves and not be those people pleasers without feeling guilty?
Mm-hmm. So one exercise that I have started doing, and this takes time, so do this at your own pace, is to actually physically reconnect back to your body, and especially in your pelvis. And this may become uncomfortable at the beginning. It could be very strange, like, what is this body part? Who am I? But take the time and feel yourself. Bring your attention there. Bring your hands there. Bring your touch there. And just notice and use body work on yourself. So you do a massage. Just begin to give love and attention to this space. So outside in the hips, but also you can go inside in your pelvic bowl and get to know where the tension is, because everything that is physically held means something. So as you release that, you begin to ground yourself into your body and you start to build this trust with your body. And with that, you will become stronger and you will be, I promise, more connected to yourself. And that will translate into everyday moments in maybe conflicts or where you have to stand up and stand up for your boundary and speak up for yourself. So this is the starting point.
I love that. I am Catherine Artimas and you're listening to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. When we come back, Natasha will further talk with us about saying yes to yourself. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R. Timas. I have Natasha Koo here talking about saying yes to yourself and raw feminine power. It's a very exciting topic these days. It seems more and more women are realizing the importance of coming together and, you know, basically regaining our power. So why do you think it's so important for women to be in community? Like, what is it about sisterhood? You know, like, I mean, I've heard, I can't remember like who said it, but, you know, there is no brotherhood. Brotherhood doesn't exist, but sisterhood is that, like, that thing, you know, like, why is it so beneficial and powerful for women to be together?
All right. And in this case, when I say sisterhood, I don't mean we hang out and we have some tea and talk about our manicures. I mean, holding the space for each other with love, with support, where we can be ourselves, be authentic, and be extremely happy and share our successes, or whether just be completely honest with our emotions, and it could be a very, very low emotion. So being able to express ourselves fully in the whole spectrum in a loving space with other women. And I think that's something that's almost quite rare today. Women do come together, hang out, but it's not in this loving, supportive environment and with this intention that we come together. But when you do come together and you have this safe space, almost like a safe haven for each other, then you can grow. Then someone's mistake or failure, whatever it may be, it's just everyone's growth. And together we lift each other up without judgment. So instead of coming together to compare and to judge and to actually feel good about ourselves by putting each other down, it's just the environment where we actually lift each other up. And one woman who does well or who progresses in whatever direction in her life, that will actually impact everyone else in the environment, in the community. It's actually when you're so close-knit and you're so supportive of each other, everyone grows and comes up together at the same time. So it's very important, and there's just a lot of shared energy and power together when women come together. And it's a really old tradition, and it's something that I just feel is coming in waves back now. Women's circle, yeah. Sisterhood.
Why do you think that is? Why is it coming back?
Oh, the only thing I can say is it's just time. I don't think we can wait anymore. And why I say that is because the other day I spoke with you, Catherine, about anger and how perhaps one of the struggles we have as women that we commonly share is our inability to fully speak out what we want, what we desire. And for example, if our anger or our displeased, it comes in the form of complaining or passive aggressiveness, right? So I think it's time that we step out of this silent suffering. So whatever is holding us back, whatever negative thoughts or limiting beliefs, it's time to stop suffering in our own little shell, in our own little corner where it's silent and where the light can't shine on it. It's time to come together in a supportive environment and talk about it and speak about it and realize that other people are going through exactly what you're going through, and that together, if you can actually voice it out, then you have the power back to yourself. You bring the power back to yourself by not letting a thought control you. It's out there and you can share it with other women. That's the beauty of it.
It's like we almost, all of us, we convince ourselves that we are the only one going through what we're going through and that we're alone, but we're not alone. And asking for help in any capacity is the moment where you gain power and that you're with other people who totally understand you. And a lot of women, like I've spoken with and I've heard and I've read that, you know, like, oh, well, a lot of women, you know, I have all guy friends, or, you know, I don't get along with, you know, women. I don't have a lot of women friends. You know, this like competition and comparing ourselves against each other. How do you see that? Like, how do you overcome this of not like this competition, but like creating circles instead of, you know, going at it?
Yeah. As long as we compare ourselves with others, that means the belief that there's scarcity in the world. And as long as someone else has something, I have less to have in the end. That is the belief that pretty much feeds comparison and judgment. So if you can bring awareness to that that's happening. If someone you feel is more beautiful than you and you are less beautiful, just notice that thought. Notice, hey, that's scarcity right there. And no, actually, live in a world of abundance. If I love someone more, love grows, because that will reflect back at you. So the first step is actually to just start giving. And when you're giving, you give in this place of unconditional love, or in this place of just, you know what, I have enough, I can give to you, I can support you, I can help you, I can love you, I can care for you. That is going to reflect back on your life and how you get treated too. So I think that is the very first step, to have this intention of, I'm going to spread good. And try this for yourself and see what comes back to you, whether that's more scarcity or if that's more abundance.
And also that, like, self-connecting, you know, connecting with your heart and connecting with yourself, that in turn creates intuition, right? That's something that you talk about on Feminine Space. How can you develop intuition, this inner wisdom and this inner knowing and this internal compass? How can you develop that?
Yeah. That's a great point, because earlier I mentioned having the space, spending the time and awareness in your body, in your heart, in your pelvic space to listen to that compass in the direction of yes or no. But this idea of intuition, it's also in that compass. It's just another level. And it's a deeper knowing. I think intuition is so beautiful, because if you look in a dictionary, it just says, it's just, you know the truth. You just have a deeper knowing when it comes to you. You don't even have to have the background of it. And the idea is the same, of actually bringing enough awareness, whether it's outside or inside, to notice what it is that you want. So signs could come from the universe, in terms of you keep seeing the same number, or people keep mentioning a certain location, or it could be inside of you where you get that thought. For me, it was write a book. And I'm said, no, not me. I don't write books. And it said, write a book. And I ignored it. And the next day it came again and it said, write a book. So there are voices inside of us. Sometimes it's a critical voice, which we don't have to take seriously. It's not us. And then there are voices that are encouraging and might even sound ridiculous, but that could be exactly the intuition that's telling us, go forward, you can do it. So one thing is to have the space and the awareness to listen, whether it's to your body or whatever else, outside, inside. Another is to actually have the trust. Trust that it's okay, go for it. I know it's ridiculous, but hey, it could be you.
It's really hard sometimes, because when you do have those thoughts, you're like, you second guess them, you know, you're like, is this me or is it, you know, you don't know if what you're hearing you should go with, you know, you're like, oh, you know, this says it's, this is coming, this kind of message is coming to me, but should I follow it? I don't know for sure. And, you know, to really be courageous and to take the leap of faith like you have, that takes coming out of your comfort zone, right? That's scary.
It is very
scary.
Nor am
I the only one that's scared.
It is scary when you take that first step, but you know, it proves itself back to you. When you leap, somehow the ground catches you, and in the end, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Has that been your experience?
I definitely had to, in some ways, first take the leap of faith, and then I allowed the universe, allowed myself to give me the evidence. And it showed itself to me later. So at the beginning, for example, with energy healing, I thought I was just hallucinating. I didn't trust it enough. I thought I was just making things up and feeling things. I don't know why I would feel suddenly strange things, but I thought I was just hallucinating. But as I give it trust, as I believed in it, it gave me even more talent, strength, intuition. So
you
take the first step.
You had never done any energy healing before. And then, so your experience is that you've tried it and then you had intuitively, you understood and that you were gifted in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So someone showed me a few tricks and tips of balancing chakras or increasing energy here or shielding yourself. And I just had a knack for it. And slowly, as I just gave it more and more trust and just did it more and more and more, it showed itself to me. The universe said, okay, you're ready. You got this. Let me show you more. So the buffet just expanded itself.
So before we take a break, can you give your contact information just one more time for our listeners so everyone knows where to find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have a question about anything I've said here or want to reach out to me personally, you can reach me at natasha@femininespace.com via email. Or if you want to join the beautiful, loving space, which I have created in the closed group, feel free to join us at FeminineTribe.com and just request access.
Wonderful. So this is Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine Aratimas. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Natasha is going to guide us in a very short, guided meditation that you can do anywhere, I guess. I mean, not when you're driving, but sitting. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show that brings a real and dynamic message to uncovering and believing in the true amazing being you already are. Tune in and let Catherine help you become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more, and for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Everybody, we're back on Coming Clean with Radio with myself, Catherine Arati-Moss. I have Natasha Koo here today talking about saying yes to yourself and raw feminine power. And now at the end of our show, Natasha is going to guide us in a 5-minute meditation to rediscover your inner compass. So this is something that you can probably do anywhere. However, I would not recommend it if you are driving or operating heavy machinery at the moment, right? So, please lead us in the guided meditation. Take it away.
All right. So if you're in the right place, then feel free to close your eyes and just take a deep breath in and just bring stillness into yourself and allow just the next few minutes to be your time just to be centered in yourself. And as you breathe deeply in, fill yourself with this air, and then exhale, allow anything you don't need, that you don't need to worry about or think about, go. So as you breathe really deeply, you can bring your left hand onto your chest and just place it there and feel the warmth coming from your heart. Maybe even feel the soft temple of your chest beating. And then just let your heart fill your hand completely. And then when you're ready, you can place your right hand onto your lower belly and just breathe deeply now into both your heart and into your pelvic space. So enjoy this touch and enjoy the warmth that you bring both from your heart and your pelvis to your hands and also from your giving hands back to your body. And as you bring awareness first to your heart, allow yourself to exhale and just sink in and relax into your heart space. Maybe let yourself expand on the inhale and feel the chest open and then release on the exhale. So as you breathe here with your heart on your chest, just begin to listen. Listen not just with your ears, but with your inner vision, with your emotions, with your body. Notice what the heart wants to say to you. Give it space, so whatever it may have been knocking on your door with, trying to tell you, allow this time for it to say exactly what it is that you need to you. Allow this message to be loud and clear, and allow this message to come from inside of you, your heart's desires, your deepest truth. So just breathe deeply. There's no need to try. There's no need to do anything here. It's just giving the space and awareness so your heart can speak to you and say what it needs to say. Maybe they are really loving words. Maybe they are a suggestion of a certain thing that you could do, could go for. And just let messages come. And as the heart works and lets you know exactly what you need, you can bring your awareness now down to your right hand and onto your lower belly. And as you breathe into this pelvic space, this tremendous power within you, in your pelvic space, in your root, begin to feel here the immense energy and what it wants you to feel, to hear, or to do. So give your presence as you breathe deeply into your pelvis, into your hips, into your full femininity, and listen with your whole being. Allow the messages to come in visions, in words, in song, in feelings, but allow now your pelvis, your deep feminine essence, to tell you exactly what you need now, what it is that you deserve to have, what you must allow into your life, into your body, into yourself right now. So enjoy as you feel calm, soothing energy and harmony within you. And allow this connection between your pelvis and your heart to connect. So just breathe a few more deep breaths here. Allow this process to carry on. Allow this message to come through in all sorts of ways, clear, loud and clear. And then as you breathe one more time, you can open your eyes and just come back and know that what you need to hear, what you need to know is already there.
Thank you so much. I feel already an energy change in me. That was perfect. That was a really great way to end the show. But before we go out, please, could you just let our listeners know a little bit more about the 21-day challenge that you are offering? What can people expect if they sign up?
Absolutely. So the 21-day challenge starts this Friday. So if you want to come in and do this with other women who will support you, who will reflect with you, get in there. So you can sign up at femininespace.com and just find on the right side the 21-day challenge. So this is the opportunity for you to put into action and to start living the self-love which you deserve. And the best thing of all is actually I will guide you through everything. You don't need to come up with ways of how to pamper yourself or love yourself, or I will help you along. I will jump into your inbox for 21 days straight with exactly the exercises, the meditations, the worksheets, the experiences that you need to dig deep into yourself and to give yourself love and care and nurturing. So you're not alone in this. Know that there will be other women in the same challenge, and together in the close Facebook group, you can talk about it, you can share and encourage each other to just do one thing for yourself every day for 3 weeks straight. And I'm here for you this whole time.
Right. And they can go to femininespace.com. And also the link to the Facebook group is in the show description. So I want to thank I want to thank you, Natasha, for coming on and sharing your knowledge and insight into self-acceptance, self-love, and connectedness. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Coming Clean. I had a blast. Did you have a good time, Natasha?
It's been wonderful.
So please join me every Tuesday at 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 Central, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So next week on Coming Clean Radio, I will have Paul Krause on the show to talk about his journey from addiction to recovery and his path to healing. So have a great week, everybody, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Catherine can help you rid yourself of that which is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you envision. Let's become truthful, authentic, and mindful of living on purpose one day at a time. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit the archives at withintheflow.com.